The following is an audio recording of How the Drug War Outlaws Criticism of Immanuel Kant, an open letter to Professor Daniel A. Bonavac of the University of Pittsburgh, published March 13, 2024, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
Good evening, Professor Bonavac. I am a 65-year-old philosopher in Basie, Virginia, writing to thank you for your fascinating discussion of Immanuel Kant's critique of pure reason on the YouTube video posted in 2017. I would like to suggest an idea that you may never have heard before, namely that there is another potential source of knowledge of which Kant seems to have been unaware, and that is the knowledge, both metaphysical and practical, that all tribal societies have claimed to receive via the use of those psychoactive substances which, in the West, we denigrate as drugs. It will be argued that these states are hallucinations, but this is surely just a Christian Science prejudice. For the filter theory of perception espoused by William James and Aldous Huxley suggests that the world that we see on psychoactive substances is but another aspect of that real world out there, the raw and unprocessed world of the physicist, which to Whitehead is but an inchoate world of atomic potential. I would argue, in fact, that a full understanding of Kant and his potential limitations as an intoxiphobic Westerner cannot be undertaken without a thorough discussion of the philosophy of drug-induced states. As just one example, I took part in a spirit walk using peyote in Arizona in 2019, during which I saw, with eyes closed, a neon green slideshow of Mesoamerican imagery. The mere fact that the consumption of a cactus should bring about such culturally specific visions, when consumed in tribal territory no less, should be fodder for endless philosophical discussions about metaphysics and the possibility, contra Kant, of gaining knowledge about the noumenal world. The goal of the vision, after all, appeared to be to teach me something, and indeed such plant substances are generally referred to as teachers by tribal healers. At least in the tribe's minds, these drugs are definitely providing knowledge, albeit a kind of knowledge for which Kant does not seem to have made any allowance in his critique of pure reason. Unfortunately, the modern trend in academia is to reckon without the drug war, and so to ignore the philosophical hints that such experiences seem to me to supply in such abundance, starting with the idea that there may be a third type of knowledge beyond both sensibility and understanding. Knowledge that we acquire by obtaining surreptitious glimpses through the temporarily opened doors of perception. As radical as this idea may sound, it really is just a restatement of what William James himself said about altered states over 100 years ago in The Varieties of Religious Experience.
No account of the universe in its totality can be final, which leaves these other forms of consciousness quite disregarded.
I would argue then that the drug war and prohibition are limiting our knowledge of Kant, and it is getting worse. The FDA is now seeking to regulate James's pet substance, nitrous oxide, like any other drug, and thus to place it too off-limits to scientific and philosophic investigation. It is as if the government were thereby stacking the decks in favor of Kant by making it illegal to undertake experiments that might challenge his views about how we can know things as human beings. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic.
You have been listening to an essay entitled How the Drug War Outlaws Criticism of Immanuel Kant, an open letter to Professor Daniel A. Bonavac of the University of Pittsburgh, published March 13, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.